for another Local Hero Spotlight with Claire Morneau from CESA, the local hero, folks. And we are at Maple Corner Farm, where Khalees, I think it was 3 marches ago, we came with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts right before Ashley Randall took over as the Commissioner of Agriculture, where they did the ceremonial first tapping of a maple tree right across the street.
Right there. You can almost see it from where we are right now.
Right, where Leon Ripley is sitting and holding court here as the patriarch of this family. But what's your name, sir?
David Ripley.
Leon's son?
I'm his oldest son, yes.
And we're in kind of a new aspect of the farm here, which is a small self-serve farm stand.
Yeah, we have all our farm products available here, all our maple products, our grass-fed beef, our pork, a variety of different specialty canned goods.
When you say a variety of canned goods, it looks like over 100 different types of SKUs for what? Canned pears, honey spice pears, maple spice pears, maple applesauce, watermelon pickles, dilly green tomatoes, squash pickle. That is just like one part of one shelf. Who's putting all of these things in jars?
My wife, Jessica, does all the canning.
That is amazing.
A lot of work.
Yeah, is it full-time canning?
She just got done. They've been working on pickles I think they got 400 pints of pickles done the last 2 or 3 days.
Yes, we can. I know that we can. I know God will. As they say. But we're here because it's blueberry season, right?
It is blueberry season. We just started blueberries about 2 weeks ago now. So we've been picking. Of course, we do the farmer's market up in Otis. And then I have another thing that we started this summer. We're doing a farm stand / ice cream stand up in Otis on Reservoir Road with my buddy. So it's Blueberry Hill Farm. So we had berries up there. And then we just got started for Pick Your Own this past Saturday.
Can we check out the blueberries?
Absolutely. We can go check out the blueberries.
Nice. Leaving the new farm stand here at Maple Corner. Granville, right? Is that where we are?
Granville.
Near Blandford, near the ski area. And when we did the maple tapping thing earlier, you also have like a wintertime tourism type thing with snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, if the weather cooperates.
Correct. Actually, I believe the day you guys here did the tapping, I was grooming ski trails right before you guys got here. So
yeah.
Unfortunately, the weather this past winter wasn't super conducive to that. But
and the patriarch Leon is over here. You were saying that the maple season also was a little bit less than stellar this year because of the weather.
It was okay. We got a very late start this year, which was in kind of normal. More than the last 2 years, we actually started boiling in February. This year, we continue to have a cold winter, and it dragged the season from getting started, so to speak, into the 1st of March. And we had a quick 2.5-3 weeks of season, really, but we did okay.
So where are the blueberries?
They're about 2 miles from here.
Yeah, can we pile in your truck?
Sure, you can all ride.
Yes, can we ride in the back? Old school! I want to ride in the back of the truck. The Popo Cumble Duck. All right, we're not going in the back, I guess. I was all excited.
Be careful and safe.
Khalees and Claire will ride with Leon. We've been talking a lot about Polar Seltzer and Ginger Lime Mule. That's our number one flavor. That's, you've got two of them right here.
Yeah.
Local company, Worcester, Mass. We keep talking about them in random other segments on the air. They have no relationship with us, but I feel like they should become an underwriter of NEPM, given how much free publicity we've given them, especially for this Ginger Lime Mule. Put a little booze in that. It's delicious. In the trucks, driving to the blueberry patch. Does that mean I don't have my seatbelt on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scoff law. There we go. All right, we have arrived down the street.
We got a left around on the other side.
Claire, you're not getting out. Leon's leaving. You're locked in. What did you guys talk about on the ride over?
We got the whole history of the farm.
Yeah. I got the brief history of the farm, but we also talked a lot about Polar Seltzer Ginger Lime Mule.
It's the best! It's the best regular flavor that they have.
I don't know why we keep coming up talking about this on the show.
Because it's delicious and Polar is awesome.
It is good. Okay.
Like, we're digging for a sponsorship.
I know, right, Polar Seltzer? Come on, sponsor the show. All right, here we are. Tell us about these blueberries. You told me on the car that this had been here for a long time.
Yeah. Since 1959, they put the berries in. My great uncles put in back then.
You were there.
Actually, my uncle John. Uh-huh. He was the one that first actually came here to this farm, and then over the years, his brother Steve migrated here. So also, we planted this little patch here in the front first, and then we planted the second patch up on above, and then in the end, we bulldozed and cleared this lot here, and we planted this in the late 70s. So.
Do you know how many bushes you have?
600.
600?
Yeah.
How long can blueberry bushes stay productive?
Well, if you maintain them well and prune them, which we've pruned them pretty successfully over the years, I don't know, these are already, what, how many years ago is that, 60? They're 70 years old. I'm 74, so they're still producing quite well.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool that they can last so long. When we talk a lot about wine on the show, and they talk about old vine and the rootstock, it very infrequently can last to that level. So it's interesting that blueberries have that capacity. How many
varieties?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do that. How many varieties?
There's probably 16. Yeah, there's quite a few varieties over here. There's blue crops. There's blue rays. There's a bunch of other ones.
I love Blu-rays. The quality is just so much better compared to DVD. And Pick Your Own just started here at Maple Corner Farm last weekend, but you said that they started a couple weeks ago. Do you have the variety so that it rotates? You know, one variety fades out and the next variety kind of fades in so that there's a constant...
Early varieties, not a lot of early berries. They're more mid-season, late berries, yes.
Look at these folks have tons of buckets. This is like blueberries for Sal in real life.
Those are our two pickers.
Oh, those are your official pickers?
Yeah.
So you don't have to pick your own. You can come get them.
Yeah.
We wholesale our berries a lot of the time to McKinstry's in Chicopee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
They take our. We also sell syrup over there, too.
I don't know if we did the just tell us about the overall what this farm does rundown and what the year looks like. I mean, we talked about the cross-country skiing, maple syrup, blueberries. Just walk us through what a year at Maple Corner Farm is.
Well, David starts working in the sugar bush early in the fall. We actually have to do our maintenance on all the pipelines, and we have 4,000 taps of maples, so we have to get the sugar bush ready for the season. That's where we start, and then hopefully we actually get some snow in February or March to do some cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. In early February, our restaurant opens, and we have the restaurant available from February through early April. We serve anywhere between 200 to 300 people a day, depending on the weekend. It all depends on Mother Nature for the sugar run. From there, we go into preparing the land for fertilizing for the hay land. We have about 150 acres of hay. We actually take and start harvesting hay late May, early June, and we harvest 4,000 to 5,000 square bales and 200 to 300 round bales. Then the berry season starts.
And here we are in berry season right now, blueberry season. What comes after this for you, David Ripley, here at Maple Corner Farm in Granville?
We're always in the middle of something, so we start market notice Memorial Day weekend, and then we've got a new farm stand, ice cream stand we're doing up in Otis. On top of all this, I do run a small residential construction company as well, so we're doing that in the mix. And then that takes us into fair season. We set up at both Cummington and Blanford fairs, and then we kind of taper down a tiny bit after Labor Day weekend. Then it's just ramping back up for Christmas. We just started planting trees over here, me and my oldest daughter, who just graduated this spring. So we're going back into Christmas trees, and then we're running around 25, 30 head of beef all the time.
Non-stop.
Yeah, non-stop.
Have all these different pieces of the business just sort of been added over the years based on someone's interested in trying something? You think there's a market for it? How have you gotten to such a variety of...
The beef business actually was my grandfather's, and they raised Red Devon and Hereford cattle and actually trained them for auction years and years ago. And then the beef continued with my dad until 1960, and prices were so low that we got out of the beef business and we were in the dairy business until we lost our facility in a fire in 74. So we've kind of evolved back into the, David and Lily have evolved back into beef business once again.
We're seeing your blueberry fields, and we've seen where you're tapping. Where are you pasturing the beef?
So
where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Back on the main farm where we were near the sugar house, we've got about 30, 40 acres of pasture there. All the beef production is back at the main farm at this point. This piece of property here is primarily the 2 acres of blueberries. There's about 12 acres of hay out in the back, and then I've probably got about 12, 14 acres of sugar bush here in the bottom. There's about 1,000 taps that goes down into the tank that we passed on the way over here. And a little bit of timber management along the way.
And we are at Maple Corner Farm in Granville with Claire Morneau from CESA and the Ripleys, David and Leon. If my math is correct, David, you're 7th generation here and Leon is 6th generation here. Is that correct?
And then my daughters and my nephew are 8.
What do you know about the first generation? And were they Ripleys?
Oh, yes, they were Ripleys. Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
They actually came from Hingham, England to Hingham, Massachusetts. Wow. And
isn't that convenient?
Governor Bradford's son married a Ripley, and she was a granddaughter of Joshua Ripley.
Uh-huh.
Joshua moved to Windham, Connecticut, and actually was one of the founders of Windham, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And from there, some of his heirs came to Springfield, and then in 1812, they moved up here to Blandford and settled up in the Blandford farm. And in 1835, my great-great-great-grandfather moved down with 3 of his brothers down to Granville here, and they established the Maple Corner Farm at the location we're at now.
Has that always been the name of it?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That's really cool that they've been that consistent over that many years. The talented Mr. Ripley.
You thought of all these before you got
here. No, I just thought of that one right now.
I was just going to ask about what changes you've seen in agriculture over the years, decades.
Oh, no, rueful laughter.
We went from being a horse-drawn, oxen-operated farm to early tractors in the 40s and early 50s. And, we have a full line of seasonal equipment for each of the operations that we run.
Do you miss the lack of technology, or do you feel like the technology is where it's at? David Ripley?
It's a balancing act, I guess, is the best way to put that. There's days that I love it, and I think everybody can attest to that. When it's working well, it's great.
Yeah.
But there's days that I could live without some of it, too. But no, we do a lot, especially sugaring. Sugaring's come a long way. Everything's run. All our sugar bushes are on vacuum. I got variable speed drives. We've done a number of things for energy efficiency, all that kind of stuff. We put in vacuum monitoring system 3 years ago. That's really nice because I can literally check every main line on my phone night or day.
Yeah.
Tank monitors that come to the phone, so you get a notification if you need to go take care of stuff. So while it has its downsides, its upsides are pretty nice as well. So.
Mm-hmm. And yet your dad was saying that you don't need more than these balloons with eyes painted on them to keep the birds away from your blueberries.
Yeah, do they work?
They work pretty well for the most part, actually.
Yeah, no netting, no nothing.
It's easier than netting, that's for sure.
I don't know if you want to come over and look at the bushes.
Sure. Do we want to look at blueberries? I mean...
Just don't look at me looking at them because I'll be covered in blue, yeah.
Pick some of the blue ones. There's some right there.
You know what these ones, what variety they are?
These are Colvilles.
And these sure are delicious.
Yeah.
Good antioxidants, right? Is that what they say?
Correct.
Each variety is a little different sized bush. These we actually, my uncle and I transplanted these from up in Blandford from what used to be Blueberry Joe's farm.
Uh-huh. How long ago was that?
In the 60s.
It's amazing. What does it feel like to be part of a legacy that's this old, David?
Trying to keep it going. Like I said, my daughter, she actually just graduated from SUNY Cobleskill in May. She went out there for a associate's degree in ag business, so she's back here coming home to the farm. She went to Smith Vocational. She was in their forestry program up there, so she did an internship her senior year with us at the farm, and then she decided she wanted to go out to SUNY.
It's good to do the Rahm Springer thing. Come back, see what you appreciate. It works for the Amish.
But it's pretty great to have the next generation already invested.
People are telling me all the time, it's nice to see that you've got somebody that wants to take the business. Because most of them don't have any interest in the business.
You were talking about some of the changes, investments you've made in making the sugaring, the systems more efficient. I feel like that is something that helps make a business more sustainable. You know, it's easier on your body, and it makes things take less time, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing with sugaring nowadays is the window. Well, the weather's changing, period. The weather's changing no matter what's going on. So the whole syrup crop could be in two weeks. It's not necessarily like when I was a kid. You know, it's not a 5 or 6 week season anymore.
Are other crops that you're dealing with being affected by climate change in the same way, or the blueberries, or is it really just maple syrup that we're seeing right now?
No, the berries, the biggest problem last year, we got so much hot weather, it was a humid weather, the crop ripens very rapidly.
Yeah.
Before, it would be much more laid back and kind of would continue into late August, early September. Now, 1st of September last year, even though we got quite a lot of late berries, basically, they were all done.
Would you like to pick a few berries to take home with you?
I think we got a couple minutes to pick
before
we have to get
to
go play pickleball. We're going to play pickleball next.
For Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I think David's wife has already pickled the balls. Yeah, that was one of the things on the shelves over there. But she pickled everything over there.
Yeah.
All right.
You can put your buckets on. And,
okay. This is cool. They've got the classic white buckets with, like, put them around your neck. This is fun.
Cool. I was about to say, we're not parting ways because you're our ride.
Yeah, you probably have work to do besides wait around for radio hosts and CISA to come pick your berries, but we'll pick quick. Kerplink. Kerplank. Kerplunk.
Are you getting this golden audio?
Of course.
Now to see how to play this pickle game.
I don't think pickleball involves fermented or cured products.
But this weekend, it'll involve the Greater Springfield Habitat for Humanity at a fundraising tournament.
We'll show you how and learn how to play the game, too.
You're listening to the Fabulous 413 on 88.5 NEPM.